Us this morning is Linda Radiker. She's the Director of Development at the Lighthouse Outreach Center, coming to talk to us about what's going on at the Lighthouse, considering all the things that are happening surrounding this pandemic. Linda, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I can't complain too much. You know, it's been a pretty good week so far, even though all this stuff's been going on, kind of like pandemonium, if you will. Mm-hmm. Try not to panic too much.
Yeah, but it's not going to help.
No, it's not. It's not. You got to keep your cool. I think a lot of people depend on other people to keep their cool. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, especially in these trying times. But just trying to keep people up to date, especially what's happening at the Lighthouse Outreach Center. You guys just recently had a lunch before all this kind of madness ensued. But what can you tell me about that?
Well, we had our regular luncheon that we have about every 6 weeks that we invite the community, the public in, just to have lunch with us and visit with our residents and take a tour. There's no other objective to it than just getting the community in to see who we are. The last one, usually we fill up and are overflowing. We could tell the beginning of the stay inside thing was happening our last one, so our attendance was down a little bit, but it was still really meaningful. It's nice when the community that comes in gets a chance to really have a one-on-one with a resident. And we got to see a lot of that this time, and they have time to ask their questions. And it's just a really upbeat time.
And what is kind of the purpose of you guys having people come in to see what you guys do and talk one-on-one with somebody that mm-hmm. might be in need?
Well, the name of our tour kind of says it. We call it the I Had No Idea Tour and Lunch, and we hear that over and over again. When people come into the homeless shelter, it's not what they stereotypically think of. And that's our idea, is when people see the need firsthand, when people realize that these are moms and dads and people who have gone through a rough patch, made maybe some bad choices, or maybe just were the result of other people's bad choices, but they're just like us, you know, they just they want to the same things we want, but most of them have not had the opportunities that we have gotten and don't even think about. And when people come in and see that this is a home, you know, this is a community, we have families there, we have kids there, we have two moms to be there right now. And so that's our whole goal. Come in, it's not a fundraiser. Doesn't cost you anything. Just sign up, come in. And like I said, we've been doing about every 6 weeks. I'm guessing our schedule will get interrupted for the next one or two.
Yeah, I mean, considering most of the things, I know President Trump was saying that we could be closed down because of this virus until July or August. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully it just gets over with by the beginning of April or early May. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. So we were kind of talking about before we went on the air, we're only 5 days into this whole thing, which is kind of hard to believe because it feels like it's been going on for about 2 weeks.
It does. And it's like it's all you hear, and it's everyone's focus right now. But there's a lot of good things going on.
Yeah.
You know, life has to go on. And at the Lighthouse, we have kind of a unique situation because we don't have a lot of options. We're not going to shut down. We're not going to put 65 people out on the streets with their kids and families or whatever their circumstances. We're going to be there. We're doing everything we can to keep everybody healthy. Right now, we don't have anybody that's sick, fortunately, and we're praying a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing we can really do at these times, aside from just living.
Mm-hmm.
What could you tell me? How do you guys minister to these individuals, aside from feeding them? I know you guys do a lot of courses with the individuals that come into your program. What can you tell me about those?
Well, when people come in, we're really upfront with them about what we are, who we are. We are unashamedly a Christian organization. Our goal is not just to clean people up on the outside. We want to see changes on the inside. If they don't make the spiritual, emotional, mental changes and healing, they will be right back where they were, especially those who have an addiction problem. It takes more than just willpower. It takes something bigger, stronger than who we are individually. And so when they come in the first 2 weeks, and this is something we make clear up front, they are somewhat not isolated, but restricted the first 2 weeks. We keep their phones the first 2 weeks. They stay around the area of the lighthouse. And this is because a lot of people that come in need to break old connections. They need to, some need it for their own protection. And we're very consistent. They always have access to a phone there. They can get calls. But we bring them in. We also tell them they are required to attend chapel. They're required to go to church when we're going to church, that is. And they're required to take classes. For instance, they take a life skills class, like just on learning how to apply for a job or have a bank account or pay rent, basic things. They go to Bible studies. They're required to take drug and alcohol classes. So we don't want to just make somebody look good on the outside, send them out. We want to see changes. We want them to go back into the community as a productive citizen.
And of course, with that too, they could be a light for Christ, exemplifying what Christ stands for and who he was. And of course, the Holy Spirit lives in us. So just giving that out to the public is something we desperately need at this time.
For sure. And the great thing, and if we had been under different circumstances, and maybe we'll do this later, I would have brought a resident in with me and let them tell their story and how through the lighthouse God has been able to make huge changes in their lives. And just to be able to see them comprehend maybe for the first time that God cares about them, that they have options, that God can clean up quickly what they've been trying to accomplish maybe their whole lives. And it's not always a quick journey. I don't want to make it sound like it's instantaneous. But those who are serious about wanting to change and want to make a difference in their lives and go out and change other people's lives can do it at the Lighthouse.
And nothing's going to be easy. We were promised that by Jesus himself.
Exactly. It says we will have trials, and it doesn't matter. You can be a Christian and your life's not perfect, but it's a whole lot better when you've got somebody on your side.
And I know I keep going back to the coronavirus, but you got to have somebody on your side like Jesus.
Absolutely.
At this time.
And I think those of us who have lived a little longer, had a little more experience with dramatic things happening in our world, we haven't seen anything like this. But we learn that we don't have control, you know, without believing in God to help control. He's not surprised by any of this, mm-hmm. You know. We may be, but he hasn't been. He knew that this was coming, and he has a solution. And I think there's going to be some really good things come out of this. We've had just great, you know, people contact us. What do you need? It's just, in some ways, it's a community coming together to make life easier for all of us.
And you were just talking about your needs. What are some of your needs at this time?
We need all the basic things that everybody's looking for right now. We need paper products, of course, paper towels, napkins, Kleenex, toilet paper, all that same kind of thing, hand sanitizer. All the things that we can't find readily. But there are basic things that we do need that are available, I think. We need coffee, creamer, sugar, family-sized tea bags, cereals, the big bags of cereals. Just the things that help us function as a family. Cleaning supplies, of course, and like the powdered laundry detergent. We could really use that.
Okay. And I know you guys have had churches or have always had churches make meals for you guys. Mm-hmm. What's that kind of look like with everything kind of the way that it is?
At this point, we haven't seen any big changes yet. I think people have planned ahead. What we are finding, interestingly, is that people that had events they had planned for maybe have a lot of food right now that's not going to get used at that event. And they've been donating it to us. We had someone come in yesterday with a gigantic cake, whole big cake for a 90th birthday party that wasn't going to happen. So we got to eat cake.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's nice that people think of us. The community's great.
And there are there any other needs that you guys want to address at this time?
Prayers. You know, just it's impossible in our kind of setting to keep people 6 feet apart.
Right.
That just isn't going to happen. So the prayer that people will not get stir crazy,
mm-hmm.
that we will be able to meet their needs on the most basic spiritual level. And if you do get out and you've got an extra package of napkins, drop them off. Come in, either the office is open between 8 and 4. You come in the front door, just drop it off and run if you don't want to spread anything. Or come to in the alley where the kitchen door is. You can come anytime up until about 10 o'clock. And just if you've got an event that didn't happen, we can use it. It's great what people do for the Lighthouse.
And speaking of what people do for the Lighthouse, this kind of leads into my next question I want to ask you. And that is, what does volunteering look like mm-hmm. at the Lighthouse?
Volunteering is a very multifaceted thing. It depends upon the amount of time you want to do something for us, or if you have a group that you want to bring in. We actually now have a volunteer coordinator, which is awesome. And if you contact us, I can have contact or put you in contact directly with Julie. And if we know you want to come in, we have everything from like junior high groups, you know, church groups. But if you just want to do something individually, we always need people just to be at our reception desk, answer the phones, answer questions, just be kind of the face of the Lighthouse for maybe 4 hours a day. So we need that kind of thing. We have projects going on. We need activities. If you are a person who likes to do a craft, you know, set up something and come in and we'll do something. If you just want to come in and play games or put puzzles together, now we're probably talking about more ordinary circumstances than mm-hmm. what we're under right now. If you call the Lighthouse, ask for Linda, or email me. We have our new website. I'm leading into that, which will be launching within the next few days, and we'll let you know when that happens. But there's a lot more functional and friendly, and we're going to keep you a list always of what our current needs are, when our events are. We'll have a volunteer page that you can get more information or contact us. So we're doing lots of good things.
Now, how can people contact you now if you're launching this new website? Do you currently have a website?
We do. It's very out of date, but you still can get the contact information or our Facebook page. We use our Facebook page a lot, and that's just Bartlesville Lighthouse. And we use that to keep in contact with the community, mm-hmm. let people know what's going on and how you can get a hold of us, phone numbers, all that kind of thing, email addresses.
Facebook too?
Facebook, yes. We use Facebook a lot, mm-hmm. yeah.
And what's a good number to reach you guys out at the Lighthouse?
918-336-9029.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Linda?
I'm just looking forward to what God's going to do that's going to be exciting in the next few days. And I appreciate this opportunity to just tell you that we're going to be okay.
Yes, ma'am. I completely Thanks. Agree with you. Thank you, Linda. That was Linda Redeker with she's the Director of Development at the Lighthouse Outreach Center, talking to us about a community connection today right here on K1. It's 9:48. We'll get you to the Outdoor Showcase here in a minute.